Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Reverend Al Green bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Agent Customer, is agentcustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pam is the CEO of Business Advancement and the co-host of the outstanding radio show Growth Igniters, the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, business-advancement.com. Did I say that right?
Businessadvance.com is the website.
Advance.com. I always put the mint on the end there for some reason.
Business. Yeah, the company is Business Advancement Incorporated.
Yeah. That's what throws me off every time. So, all right, we're talking about growth, folks, but we're talking about growing your business, but we're not talking about this part of it is not part about putting more rocks in the box. It's not about bringing on new customers. It's about making sure, you know, Pam, one of the things I'm trying to remember in the article that I wrote about this a while back, one of the things was I said, you know, make sure your organization can handle the growth. Make sure that, you know, you're recognizing don't grow and create a casualty list in the process. That happens. You've seen it. I've seen it. And it probably comes back to what you've been talking with us about for the last few minutes in the previous segment, is the failure to transport the values the company was successful with up to the point of growth into the new level, right?
Well, I think that the values that support the company are important for several reasons. One is, of course, making sure that everybody is engaged so that they can grow the company, so that the company can fulfill its purpose out in the world. And that is a very big deal. It also impacts customers. And I think that's the thing that's most important for all of us to think about, is that these values that I'm talking about are not abstract. They're not nice to do's. Every single day, every single moment, we are all transmitting our values. I mean, there's what's written down, and then there's what really happens, right, Jim?
Right. Give us an example. When you're working with a corporation, when you're working with a client in your consulting business, and you're hearing them and you're watching them and you're seeing the organization function, what's an example of values that people would need to really, you know, pay attention to? What would you, if you were going to start identifying some of them, what would they be?
Values are reflected in everything. And so, for example, I was called into a company that was going through something of a transformational challenge. And one of the things that we were looking at is, why is it that there were some sticking points? People were unhappy. There were some challenges they couldn't figure out. And I go in as a detective, in a sense. I start out looking with fresh eyes. And you start looking at a lot of things. For example, policies. Just simple things like, how do people get things done? You know, that reflects values. Does it take 5 levels of approval, you know, to be extreme in a small company to get things done? And in the case of the company that I'm talking about, there were a lot of conflicting policies and informal policies. You know, don't talk to that one, talk to that one. And I'm sure a lot of small businesses can relate to this. You know, we get things done by who we know, and the relationships become very
right.
important. And at the same time, you cannot grow as easily when people don't understand how to get things done. You know, and
well,
so,
another thing, Pam, is you've got the values of the leaders, the top leaders, the founder, for example, in a small business. You got their values, and they're very good about them. They're very, dedicated to those, but for some reason they don't make sure those values go all the way through the organization. They may have a manager who doesn't practice those values, and so the founder doesn't understand why his company isn't, or her company isn't functioning better, but it's because they're not making sure those values are extended outside of their own office.
As a matter of fact, that was what happened in the company I'm talking about, is that there was a gap with each level. So the managers that were in the particular area that we're talking about didn't necessarily buy into the values, but it wasn't obvious. Mm-hmm. And so you had these different ways of doing work that were coming, you know, getting in the way. And so what's important is, what do you do with this information, of course, is you have to look with fresh eyes, you have to see where the gaps are, what's going right, and then to look at how are we going to bring people together and discover a new way of doing things that works for everybody. Mm-hmm. And it is possible.
Yeah, and then when we're going to take a break in a minute, and one of the things I want to talk about is bringing on the new people. How do we, the reason I ask you about what would the values look like, a lot of people don't, as you know, Pam, a lot of people don't spend a lot of time in their organization contemplating their values. They should do more of it, but they don't. They just don't spend that much time contemplating them. But this is an integral part of successful growth. So when we come back, let's talk about how do we find people to onboard to grow the company who have those values? And how do we explain to them what our values are that we want them to emulate? And we're going to do that with Pam Harper right after this break. BusinessAdvance.com is the website. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.